Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Back in 1879, in the town of Knock in County Mayo, a very small Irish village, 15 villagers claimed to have witnessed an apparition of the Virgin Mary. Now, after that, there was two official inquiries and the village was declared a Marian shrine. And of course, today, Knock is known probably by everybody in Ireland. And I think there's around 1 million pilgrims that visit there annually. But what about the people behind this story? What about the impact that this has had on Knock itself? Well, a new documentary film looking at just that has been released and it's currently showing in Irish cinemas. And on the line to tell us just a little bit about the film, how it came about and what they learned in their research, we have producer of the film, which is called Strange Occurrences in a Small Irish Village, Rachel Lysak. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. Great, thank you.
Okay, in terms of some of the projects that you guys have already done, you've done the award-winning 1 Million Dubliners, for example. What was it about the story of Knock that kind of drew you to it, saying, yeah, let's make a documentary on this?
Sure. Well, I think here, you know, at Underground Films, we're really, really passionate about story and about Irish stories and about seeing Irish people on screen. And from having made 1 Million Dubliners, and having met so many incredible people and found out kind of all about, I suppose, their daily lives and the behind the scenes working at a very, you know, a very iconic institution on the Irish landscape and the Irish psyche, I suppose Knock feels in some way like quite a natural follow-on, because it also deals with, you know, big questions about faith, about life, about death, the afterlife, what it all means. And as well as that, you know, we find out about the very kind of normal day-to-day, you know, running of a business in this tiny little town of 2,000 people that, as you say, gets over 1 million visitors every year.
Take us back to the original story back in, of course, 1879. What did you learn about it in your research that maybe you hadn't heard before? Was there things that surprised you?
Yeah, well, I think there's nothing that is not surprising about that story. We, I mean, there's a museum in Knock and, you know, we carried out a lot of research, but I think what was most engaging for us and what really brought it home was having the privilege of speaking with many of the descendants of those who claim to have witnessed this vision. As you say, in 1879, there were 15 villagers gathered around the gable end of the church. It was the 21st of August, so 137 years ago and a few days. And they were gathered around the gable end of the church and they claimed to witness an apparition of the Virgin Mary, of St. Joseph, St. John and a lamb on an altar. And this vision was said to go on for over 2 hours in the pouring rain, because, you know, it was August in Ireland, so it was lasting. And they maintained this story until they died. And from speaking with, you know, you can read their testimonies and that's available online and everything. But what was so engaging was to speak we spoke to a grandson of one of these witnesses, and also to you know, the other descendants who would be, you know, a great grandchildren really.
And what was the impact on their lives? Has the impact that it had on their grandparents, their parents, has it kind of followed on through the generations?
Well, it really has, because I think, you know, if you see Knock as it is today, it's, you know, it's a very small town. It's 2,000 people and they get such a huge number of visitors. And the reason that people go to Knock is because they want to be there. It's because they've heard the story of the apparition and because they want to travel to this tiny town, because it holds meaning for them and because they hope that by visiting this place that they'll have, that they might have spiritual healing, that they might have physical healing. We have an interview with a woman in the film who says she has been cured from multiple sclerosis from a visit to Knock. Some people go to Knock looking for solace. We met people who had walked barefoot there for many hours in memory of a young man who had drowned. And people also go there for looking for love, would you believe it?
There's, of course, it wasn't the Knock Marriage Bureau very famous?
That is it. The Knock Marriage Bureau was set up in 1968. And since then, it has matched, I think it's 1,000 weddings, they're saying now. So this isn't even dates or like introductions. This is marriages.
Success, yeah.
Yeah, and so we meet in the film Father Joe and Leone Connery, who are the powerhouses behind the Knock Marriage Introductions, as it's now called. They felt Bureau felt a bit FBI, so they've moved away from Bureau and it's called Knock Marriage Introductions now.
Okay.
And they match people up, and there is, you know, huge interest in you know, people finding love, finding a partner, finding hope, having a better life. And so, you know, really, Knock is for a small town, is incredibly rich in terms of story and character and emotion, and that's something that we hope that we have communicated in the film, even a sense of some of these stories and some of these, you know, huge characters that come to this place.
And one of the reviews that I loved was just talking about, you know, it's a film that's going to make you think, make you laugh. You know, it's really about engaging the heart, engaging the mind. That's what this film is about. And from the reviews that I've read so far, you know, for people who have a real love of Knock, maybe visit a few times a year, it's going to satisfy them. But also for people who don't know anything about Knock or kind of have just heard stories about it, it's going to entertain them as well.
Yeah, well, that's something that certainly we've been really working hard to make sure is what happens, that the film is, you know, it's authentic, it's been made with integrity, it's very much reflecting, you know, what Knock is now, today. But also, you know, it is a film, it's entertaining, it's engaging. There are moments when the audience will laugh, there are moments when you'll feel moved. If you're, you know, if you're a very religious person and you're a Catholic, you will find lots to love in it. If you're just curious and you have no religious beliefs whatsoever, I think you'll still feel very engaged, because it's about the human stories. That's first and foremost for us. So, you know, it's a film about religion rather than necessarily being a religious documentary.
One of the fascinating things in the documentary, Rachel, is that was it the first kind of transatlantic pilgrimage to Knock that came earlier on this year, and you kind of follow a little bit of that story as well.
That's right. Yes, we were lucky enough to spend St. Patrick's Day in New York City, and we were there on the runway, the very damp runway again in Ireland Airport West Knock, when the first ever transatlantic pilgrimage arrived in, which was just incredible. So there was the Archbishop Cardinal Dolan of New York arrived on a special Aer Lingus flight direct from JFK into Knock with 150 American pilgrims. And that was the first, but I know that they're hoping it will not be the last, of transatlantic visitors coming to Knock. And I think that's something that really the local parish priest, Father Richard, should be given a huge amount of credit for, because, you know, he's bringing in a huge number of our diaspora who are attracted to come back to Ireland to visit maybe the home of their ancestors, of their, you know, forefathers and foremothers. And they're coming into Knock Airport. And then through Knock Airport and through Knock, they're sort of accessing the rest of the country. And I think that's something that's, you know, very different perhaps to maybe where pilgrims would have been coming from up until kind of the last year or so.
Well, I have to say, I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme today, Rachel, just to tell us a little bit more about the film and ongoing good luck with it. I know you've had lots of great reviews. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio today. Just to let you know, if you yourself would like to see Strange Occurrences in a Small Irish Village, if you go onto the website undergroundfilms.ie, you'll see a list of all the cinemas that is showing in, from Dublin to Galway to Mayo, all across the country, and you'll see what cinema it's playing in near you.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.